So I have to tell you a story. We went to the Jarrettsville Fire Department for their craft show, their holiday craft show. One of the things I love to do when I go to craft shows and art festivals and stuff like that is go visit, of course, the different artists and crafters and get their business cards since we do a Artist of the Week. And I met this young lady that was, she makes blankets, beautiful blankets. Grabbed her card, I looked at it, said, well, where's your website's not on the card. She was told, and this is what she told me, that a young man told her that it's not a good idea to have a website because of cybersecurity. However, she did have social media pages, which, as we all know, you constantly see fake accounts and accounts getting hacked. But she was told a website is worse. And then I had another company, I noticed that they no longer had a website, and I contacted them about it. And they told me that websites more or less are a thing of the past. This is the 2000s, and businesses don't need websites because of social media. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you don't have a website for your business, all you're doing is hurting yourself. Now, keep in mind, your website is a very, very, very good tool. If you're a restaurant, of course, it should have your menu on there. If you're selling stuff, everything's going to be on there. Bloggers, website is very important. 30% of consumers won't even consider doing business with you unless you have a website. And people are searching for you online. They're not going to search for you on Facebook. Some will, some won't. And 63% of consumers use websites to find and engage with businesses. So just keep that in mind. And the reason I tell you this is because Lau and I sat down on this episode of Harford County Living with a young lady who just started a business called Harford Media. And she is doing web design, social media marketing, and logo design. And we talked about this briefly because there are a lot of misconceptions out there. Businesses are using social media strictly as their website. And I have a funny feeling they're doing themselves a harm because you're missing out on a lot of stuff. A lot of people are searching for you, not just on social media, but they are still searching on website. Go to Google. Do a search for coffee shops in Harford County. And you're going to see the websites and the Google pages first and Google Maps. You're not going to see the Facebook pages, Twitter pages, and all that. I mean, you'll see them, but they'll be further down. So we talked with this young lady, Iga Schlegel, briefly about this and some other things, especially about businesses supporting other businesses. Very, very smart young lady. And I just know that she is going to go very far with this business. She's just got to get over that one hurdle where, unfortunately, some businesses believe they don't need a website anymore. And again, this episode was recorded in the Joppatown Lions Club studios. So sit back and enjoy. So in August, I started growing my beard for the holidays, which I didn't really want to because I could not stand growing a beard because of the itching, the managing, taking care of, and all that. Well, lo and behold, I found a young lady that makes natural beard oil, which is great because, you know, it moisturizes the facial hair and the skin beneath. Very easy to apply right after I get out of the shower and wash it, let it dry, and just rub it in. And it actually feels great and it smells good. One of the things, I think it helped grow my beard quicker. To me, it looked like it. From August, I mean, it was growing pretty quick. She also makes handmade natural soaps. I've used that, and one of them, it had cedarwood in it, and just loved the scent of that. Unfortunately, I think I used it too much because I ended up like showering 3 times a day just because I love the smell of it. But it was great. So you can get this at MissTrishas.com. That's MissTrishas.com. She makes all natural handmade soaps, lotions, beard oil, beard butter. And let me tell you, when you try it, you're not going to believe the difference. Give her a call at 443-655-4575. Again, that's 443-655-4575 for Miss Trisha's. We'll be right back.
listening to the Harford County Living Podcast with Rich Bennett. Thank you for coming, and please send any suggestions or comments to podcast@harfordcountyliving.com. The Harford County Living Podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes can be found at harfordcountyliving.com. Come back often, and feel free to add the podcast to your favorites, RSS feed, or iTunes. All links are in the show notes. Now, let's join Rich Bennett and his special guest.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Harford County Living Podcast. Small roundtable today. Got Lyle Garrity with us again, as well as, jeez, running lips here. Can't even speak right. Iga, right? Mm-hmm. Schlegel from Harford Media, and you might also know her from NVS?
NVS Merle Norman, that's right.
NVS Merle Norman.
Yes.
Okay. So she may have done your hair. She didn't do mine, but because I don't have it.
No, definitely didn't do hair, because that would have been a disaster.
But she wait a minute, what'd you do then?
I was a receptionist. So when I was 15 years old, I was a receptionist. So that was my very first job. And now I do social media marketing for them.
For MVS?
Yes.
Okay. And you started your own business, right? Harford
right.
Media, doing social media marketing.
Right.
And how long have you, since you were doing MVS, how long have you been doing it there first, I guess?
So I started doing their social media marketing since January. And then, you know, we came out with a social media strategy, and we kind of started putting everything together to gain more engagement, to kind of create the online community for them.
Right.
And it just worked out really, really well. Ever since, it worked really, really good. And, you know, the things that we were doing got so many views, especially, like, videos. We did giveaways. And I just decided to do my own social media company to help other local businesses as well, because I feel like social media is probably one of the most important marketing tools there is at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
But the issue is that it's always changing. So you
no,
just
are
have
you serious?
To be absolutely on top of it. And, you know, if you're a business owner, it is really hard to be on top of your business as well as doing the social media marketing, because it really does take time. You do have to do your research. You do have to see, you know, what's in right now, what's not, what
right.
works, what doesn't, because just posting pretty pictures is not going to get the job done.
No. No, and Facebook keeps changing their algorithms,
mm-hmm.
and it's, I know for a business, it's harder. I know rule of thumb used to be years ago, not even that long ago, probably 4 years ago, if you had a business page, rule of thumb was you post at least once a week.
Right.
Then it became once a day.
Right.
Now it seems like, depending on the type of business, if you want to stay relevant and people see your stuff, you need to be posting constantly.
Absolutely. Consistency is the key.
Yeah.
You know, for the salon, we post twice a day. And because different audience are on social media at different times.
Yeah.
And you cannot not have social... You cannot afford to not have it.
Yeah. And I think that's key, too, because you got... Every business is different. I know,
right.
you know, like for me, my
Absolutely.
Busiest time for posting for Harford County Living is between 8 and 6. That's
mm-hmm.
when most of the people are on our social media
mm-hmm.
looking. I know restaurants, they vary depending on
yeah.
whether they're open during the day, evening. Other businesses are different too.
And it's also quite interesting, because some businesses don't need social media as much as others do
mm-hmm.
because, you know... it just really, really depends, and you just kind of need to know what you want to do with it, because you can really, really kind of, you know, blow it all up and then be so busy that you don't even know what to do. But yeah, it's really interesting. And it's really interesting because I feel like, right now the statistics say that Twitter is kind of dying out a little bit, because it became... Especially for local businesses, I'm talking about
yeah.
more local businesses. But I think it was like 33% is the lowest social media out there. But it's interesting because Facebook and Instagram are at the top. And
makes sense. He owns both.
But it's funny because Facebook is now known as it's for the older generation, for old people, where... And you know what? And that's high school students will tell that to me. And
I feel ancient now.
No. But on the other hand, Instagram is aimed at the younger generation.
Well, and the difference, too, with Instagram is you have to put a photo up there. And I tool around with Facebook, so does Lyle. There are some posts you can put, and you don't need a video or a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much people would like it and share it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the difference between that and Instagram. But there are businesses, like if you, like a salon,
mm-hmm.
I would think Instagram's key.
Absolutely, you know, because it's visual
makeup,
work.
Nails, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely visual work, mm-hmm. and people want to see that work. And it is so important. The best way to engage, one of the best good ways to engage with your audience or your clients is through being visual, whether it's a video or a photo, especially if you have someone in the photo that someone knows someone, because that's how like the likes happen, and they will see a photo of their friend like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's you, and you know, that kind of is the spreading the word than just like writing something.
Yeah.
And especially another point of view with writing, you have to be so careful of how much you do write, because your eyes do get more tired when you are reading on a screen, especially on a small screen like your phone. So if you are writing a book, probably most people won't read the whole
thing. Oh, you're talking about reading it on social media.
Yeah, social media or articles.
Yeah,
just anything online. And so that's why there's predictions that videos may take over, because you can put... it's like a million words within 1 minute, mm-hmm. where people, you know, don't have the time to read a million words in writing.
See, now, there I would agree with you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not so much. And here's why. And I'm seeing this now, if YouTube and Facebook mm-hmm. watch commercials.
That's true.
I mean, now...
I can't believe Facebook is doing it now, too.
Yeah. I love watching Mike mm-hmm. Rowe. And I will be watching it, and all of a sudden it stops and a commercial comes up. It's like, okay, I'm not watching TV. I don't want to watch this. And I get frustrated. I'll turn it off. I'll go somewhere else.
That's true.
And you know, granted, yeah, advertising's key, but I think today social media is key for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I did research on it. They said you're too... most effective types of advertising right now are digital marketing,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, is social media, internet, and believe it or not, direct mail, junk mail.
Right.
Because people still get it in their hands. They're still going to look at it. Most of your direct mail is going to be coupons.
Yeah.
People love the safe.
Right.
And those are the two biggest ones now. Radio, print is more or less dying out now.
It's so sad.
It is.
Because I studied journalism, and I was quite involved in print. And
sad. I mean, I've done marketing for a long time. But in radio,
yeah.
you know, and all that. And podcast advertising, I think, is starting to grow more than radio advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Because the difference between like radio and podcast, and podcast you could say is digital... You hear an ad, you're driving down here, let's say you're listening to a radio mm-hmm. station. I know you already said you more or less don't, but if you're listening...
And that's because of the advertising.
Right. But you hear an ad, what happens to that ad after it's done? It's gone. Unless, you know, it plays again. But let's say that your time frame has come up, that's your last ad. With a podcast, your ad plays, and usually it's exclusive, so you're the only ad.
Right.
It doesn't go away because it's still on iTunes. It's still on your Android devices, Stitcher, and all that. It's there no matter what. And I think that's a big difference with that. The social media advertising. And I'm sure you'll agree, that could be tricky.
It can be tricky because you do have to have the balance of how you do it, I believe, because we as humans, we see, again, it was there was a statistic, it was a crazy amount of advertising each day, I think it was between 5 to 10,000 advertisement a day, meaning when you drive by, you know, you see all the signs of offers online, when you read any article, when you watch any video, you just see advertisement nonstop. It's everywhere. So it is a bit tricky because people don't want to just read another advertisement, boring advertisement. That's why social media is a good way to get creative with it as well.
Yeah, you got to be tricky with it. People aren't going to buy a logo. I mean, I've seen that with a lot of ads. They just put the logo is their ad. Who's going to click on that? You know, where's the call to action? Where's your catchphrase or whatever? You got to have something there. And people aren't,
And I think the best way it is to see the face of the person as well. It's a good engagement. Again, visual engagement. But it is tricky, and that is why. That's why it takes a long time to research the right strategy for each business.
Now, we talked before we started recording. You said you went to school for marketing, right?
Yeah. So I actually went to university in Southampton in England, and I studied journalism with marketing. So it was quite a great degree because it was a bit of everything. So we did. Obviously, journalism. I did focus on print and digital journalism. So again, your videos, your visual aspects of it, your photography, as well as wording. Print will have more words than digital will have, because our eyes do get tired more on digital platforms. And also, with all that, we had the marketing side of things as well. And honestly, it was one of the best experiences of my life, learning about it all. Right. And even I graduated in 2016. And from 2016, I can see how much it has changed.
God, I feel old.
But even just from 2016, I can see how much journalism and the digital side of things has changed. And this, you know, in such a short amount of time. So it's amazing how quickly it changes all the time, and it's just so important to be on top of it. So I always just wonder what's going to happen about 5-10 years. I always just wonder, how is it going to change? What's going to come? You know, are we going to lose Facebook? Is Facebook still going to be the number one? I'm really, really curious of what's going to happen.
I mean, you think about it now. People get up, one of the first things they do is check Facebook. One of the last things they do before they go to bed, check Facebook.
That is me.
it's scary. And now with the cell phones, everybody's looking at
it. I know. And now on our cell phones, it tells you how much time you spend on social media.
Yeah. Well, even, because, you know, we're at the Lions Club. And what we did, the Heritage Festival, not too long ago, we were cooking. And one of our members was like, well, Rich, go ahead and post it on Facebook. You know, do it from your phone. I'm like,
out of 7 billion people in the world, 4.2 billion people are on social media.
Yeah.
So there you go.
About the only ones that aren't in third world countries, I guess.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it's just crazy how everything is in the internet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about it. I mean, did you ever think your mother would be on social media?
No.
I mean, my mother-in-law.
I think that is why a lot of the younger generation kind of moved out of the Facebook phase, because they would get a request from their grandmother, or, you know, and they'd be like, "Oh, not sure about that."
That's true.
Granny's watching me.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah, I agree with you there, because I know my niece. It took 3 years before she finally accepted my friend request. I kept asking her, how come your friends are for everybody else but not me?
I was the same way when I first got Facebook. What was over 10 years ago, I think. 2008. And And I remember decided probably
jump,
like two.
To jump from MySpace, right?
Yes. Yep. Exactly. It was from MySpace to Facebook, and 2 years later, I think my mom like gave me like sent me a request, and I was just like, I'm gonna block all my comments so she can't see anything. All my photos, she can't see. I'll say yes. She can go to my profile. And then one day she was like, why can't I see anything? Like everything is just empty. And I'm like,
Now you are you. So you went to school for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You said you more or less really don't do Twitter. So you don't do.
So I'm not a big Twitter person. I use it a lot for university,
right?
Because it's a great, great research platform, especially if you want to do. You know, obviously I have to do a lot of interviews, find people that I can speak to about certain subjects. So I, so Twitter was amazing to finding people out there,
right?
But I feel like the past few years, it's just kind of changed into this drama platform where politicians kind of just, you know, go after another. It's the same thing with celebrity. And it's just like, I was missing the local feel to it.
Right.
Where in Facebook, Instagram, I feel more local, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense.
It does, because you control more of what you see and hear with Instagram and Facebook than you do with Twitter.
Yeah.
Right.
Twitter is the national complaining stage.
Yes. Yes. What it is. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just, after my degree, I kind of just gave up with it, you know?
I like that. You're right about Twitter, it is.
Yeah. But it's interesting because, you know, Twitter's character limited.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were talking earlier about Facebook, people don't like to look at long exposés or long videos or anything like that. You see these posts and somebody will color a background and put one, maybe two sentences. Very mm-hmm. impactful.
Yeah.
And that's something I think is taking off because I see more and more of it. You know, whether it's something you're just shouting out to your friends or, you know, you've got something going on in your business,
right.
You know, some hot sale or whatever it may be. Starting to see more and more of that. And it's funny that kind of correlates with what people used to do on Twitter, you know, with 140 characters.
And also, lately I've actually been seeing people, I feel like, you know, you can play, people like reading things that are like emotional, kind of connecting wise. So actually on Facebook, I've been seeing a little longer post that I've been getting a lot of attention because it was very, very emotional, very, when you read it, you're just like, oh, wow, that's just crazy. It was, you know, you can, I guess, connect to a certain situation that they write about. So that's also interesting as well, because as much as I said, you know, you shouldn't be writing a complete book on Facebook or
that's
advertising.
That's what blogs are for.
Exactly. But actually, in some ways, it does work. To get something out. Where Twitter, you wouldn't be able to do that because of the.
Yeah, I think the key is, like, if you're writing a book,
mm-hmm.
put a little passage out there, or, you know, a little blurb or whatever, with a link going to your site, which is key too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, marketing.
I still haven't learned that.
You?
Yeah.
But you're not writing a book yet. You should.
Well,
I've said this before.
A lot of times I do when I, like, some of the articles I write.
Oh, yeah. But a friend of mine, that's what she's doing now. She's writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's doing is she'll put like a paragraph and then people click on it, takes her to her site, which is idea. That, you know, marketing same way. The whole idea is to attract people to your site or to call you or make an appointment or whatever. Yeah, so. Now, did you go through, was it Facebook Blueprint?
Yeah, so that's really interesting. I've only just actually, I've been on it for a little while. We'll start, and I actually find that Facebook is really pushing the business side of things now. And they, if anyone is around, and I'm not a Facebook marketer or anything, as in I don't work for Facebook, but because it's local, they are having like a training conference next week, November. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, November
12th, 13th, and 14th
in Baltimore for businesses and anyone else that want to learn about how to use Facebook They will give you, the actual Facebook team will be there.
Okay, so it's not one of these ones that say, get 10,000 likes.
Right, nope. It is the actual Facebook team through Facebook Business. So if you go through to Facebook Business on Facebook, if you find their
page,
then you'll find all the information.
Okay.
So, and I will be there next week as well, because it's really interesting.
Unfortunately, this won't air by then. But that's okay. Now, have you done any other, because I know like Hootsuite, HubSpot and all them, which is, you know, they do all kinds of, but they even have classes you can take.
Hootsuite, and also with them, you can schedule your posts with them.
Oh, yeah.
As well, but.
The little owl.
Yes, but personally, I had a few issues using it.
So are you talking about Hootlet or the Hootsuite dashboard?
Hootsuite dashboard.
Okay, yeah.
With scheduling posts. I had a few issues with them, so I honestly just do it on my own.
The biggest problems I've seen with that is, again, with Facebook changing their algorithms, and I think Twitter did recently too. Now you can use Instagram through the Hootsuite thing. But people, when they do their websites aren't so social media friendly. In other words, they don't have the open graph in there. So when you put the link, you know, and I'm seeing this when I do the business of the week and all that, I'm seeing this with a lot of websites. When you put their link in there, you know, how on Hootsuite or even doing it through Facebook or whatever, it brings up a picture when you post. And a lot
of their website?
Yeah, well, or a picture from their website.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a lot of websites where that's not happening because they don't have, like, the social media open graph in there, which is something that should be included in a lot of websites.
I think with every time I post a link, it does come up with a photo, but you can also click it out sometimes. So I don't know if people decide to do that or not. But also depends, you know, if you have already a photo within the post,
well, yeah, then you don't need it. Have, you know? One, right, yeah. But I mean, that's the biggest problem I've seen with Hootsuite so far.
Yeah.
Or not picking up, you know, when you tag the business, not picking it
right,
up. Right,
exactly. And that's why, like, with Facebook, for example, if I do schedule posts, I do it just through Facebook.
Right. Let me ask you this, because I ran into this problem probably about 5 times. Knock on wood, I haven't ran into it recently. But like when I was doing the business of the week, I tagged the business in there, and the post didn't show. It's like, okay, I know I did this right. Then I get a notification from Facebook telling me that it will not be posted because it's considered branding. Yeah, so it's an ad. They wanted me to pay for it because it's an ad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've had that happen 5 times. Luckily, I haven't had it happen in a while. I mean, I appealed each one, and it finally went through. But they were saying, I guess in the verbiage or whatever, and that you're highlighting the business, you know, which brings up their page. It's like,
that's,
are you kidding me? But again, I mean, they may have changed everything again.
They may, they always kind of, I feel like, because I'm also in some of the social media groups, and some people do receive some problems here and there, but obviously there's so many pages on Facebook that they can't control every single one of them.
I hope we didn't get flooded out.
No,
here,
sorry,
in the really background. But I'm worried that sometimes it floods out.
Now,
you also, you're doing logo design?
Yeah, so I do website as well, because I think obviously website is so important. Although it's very, you know, it's quite interesting, because Facebook in a way it is your sort of website blog in a way, because you keep on posting all the time to Facebook. But again, obviously your website is really important as well. You know, even if you just have the basics of, you know, about us, what you do, obviously, the services, that kind of details.
The old rule of thumb, KISS, keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
I mean, that's the way websites should technically still
be.
And that's, I know there are a lot of people that use Facebook strictly for their website, which, one of the things they, and I always tell businesses this, there are still people out there that don't have Facebook. Believe it or not.
Yeah. No, that's true.
That will, and those are people you're losing. That's why I think it's key. Yeah, have a Facebook page, but have a website
you have
too.
To, yeah, it does not hurt to have both.
Yeah.
As well as it is just very important because a lot of people don't have Facebook as a personal Facebook. They just
right.
don't have a Facebook anyway. So the other way they're going to find you is through your website. But yeah, website is very important. Visual-wise and wording-wise, again, because I always believed in, you know, nice, clean websites.
Right.
That's the best way you can go. Because if you start putting too much in it, then it's just, your eyes get lost. You just get lost.
Unfortunately, with Harford County Living, I don't have that choice. You know, news articles every day, I have to have this stuff up there.
Yeah, but as long as it's nicely organized,
yeah.
then it's fine.
Well, thank God somebody, I ain't going to mention any names, Lyle, told me that I need to change it, and I listened to him finally and changed it, and it's back to getting more hits than what it was before.
Oh, good.
So.
Good.
I like it when I'm up in the millions numbers, so that definitely works. Now, okay, with the website design, because
mm-hmm.
they didn't teach that to you in college,
they
right? They did?
Absolutely.
What did they? Are you sure you didn't go to Hogwarts? What did they teach
Maybe.
You?
No, they absolutely did. So they because magazines are digitally formed and they're obviously on websites, we had to create a website
okay.
as a magazine kind of thing. And also now, in the digital era, when we had to do our resumes, we had to have our own website as a resume.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that is actually a very,
huh.
that's quite very good, I believe.
Yeah.
Because when you send your resume, that's like, you know, a little tip for all the college students or anybody who's applying for a job. It's amazing because you send out your normal print version
right.
resume as well as your website, especially if you have creative side of things. You know, so for me, I had all my articles on there. I had the photo shoots that I was involved, I had websites, all that on my website. And it's a great reference because they are able to see your work straight away.
Yeah. I think too, with websites, because it used to be, you know, it either had to be done through Dreamweaver, but Front Page, what was some of the other ones they did? Or just code, HTML, JavaScript.
Yeah.
But now,
yeah.
I think what the biggest one out there is probably WordPress. I think Ace is the other one. Adobe
WordPress,
Creative.
Yeah, like Square, Wix. There's quite
yeah.
a few of them. And you know what? And each, because there's so much pros and cons on each.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many people, like, some people just are in love with WordPress. Other people are in love with Wix. And that is completely fine. It really just depends what your business wants.
The biggest difference I've seen between the two, and if you notice now with WordPress, They're getting ready to launch, was it Gutenberg, which
mm-hmm.
is, so it's given that drag and drop
mm-hmm.
design, like Wix.
Wix, yes.
The biggest difference I see, WordPress is more SEO friendly, search engine optimization friendly.
Wix
There's
is
more
changed
plugins
now.
You can do that.
Wix is changing now.
They're putting that in there
mm-hmm.
now too?
It's a big thing now, and I could tell you that, because I use WordPress. But I use Wix more because it's just for what I do.
Right.
Wix works. If you're doing like a big, for example, a lot of news pages, a lot of television, a lot of big companies use WordPress because they're international and they're just, it's easier.
Right.
But if you're a local business, honestly, Wix is really what you need. I don't think you need anything more. Because they've been changing a lot of things with the SEO.
Right.
It's been going forward a lot with that.
Now, do they have the plugins like WordPress?
Again, probably not as much as WordPress.
Okay.
But they do. And but again, it just depends what your business needs.
Okay. Because one of the things I'm seeing now is a lot of these handcrafters, I guess you want to say, people that do art and everything
mm-hmm.
have Etsy sites.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I know with WordPress, there's plugins to where you can, your Etsy products will show up mm-hmm. right on your WordPress site. And then that way they don't have to worry about getting a separate merchant account for their website. So I'm seeing that. I guess Wix, you can throw PayPal in there too.
Oh, yeah, Wix, you can. In Wix?
PayPal, you can throw. I mean, you can throw in anything, right?
Yeah, you can put everything in there now.
Now, are you doing the hosting as well, or just the...
So I do website maintenance. So if someone needs it to, you know, need something changed, whether it's photos, wording, etc., just minor kind of things, if you want to put an offer, I'll do that. I don't do blogging because that is, I believe that needs to come out from the business
that's
itself.
Gotta come, right, yeah.
Because I'm not the expert from that business, if that makes sense.
No, it does, which is going to lead me to my next question.
But yes.
Because, I mean, you say you studied marketing and another big...
So it's journalism of marketing.
Okay. So one of the big things I'm seeing now, which is... sounds like the rain's stopping. Yeah. Is key content marketing, which is the blogging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing more and more of that, but I'm seeing it. Now, did they teach you this in college?
Yeah, we had to have our own blog.
Okay.
But it was, my blog was quite written, it was aimed at university students. But funny enough, actually, one thing I wrote about it, well, one thing that I wrote on it, I did get someone contacted me and I actually end up doing some videos for them.
Oh, really?
Which was really cool, yeah.
That's
like vlogs kind of videos. So that was really cool.
One of the biggest things I'm seeing, though, people aren't sharing it. And let me rephrase that. When I'm saying sharing it, I don't mean sharing it on social media. Mm-hmm. With content marketing, I feel like, all right, if you write something, then you should reach out to other sites. Yeah, like me, and I have people contacting me all the time asking if they can also post their article on my site. You know, you have the DoFollow links going back to their site. But it's driving more traffic to their website. And I think a lot of people are missing the boat in that when it comes to content marketing. They're just relying on people to go to their website and read it, you know, without having other sources of it getting there. You know, so you did journalism. You need to start doing blogs too.
You know what? I did for a while, but
trying to get this one to do one.
I'm more about the videos personally.
Or do a vlog.
Yeah,
a vlog. That just sounds
weird. Yeah, and that's what I do. I do. I love doing
sounds
videos
Swedish.
for businesses. But I just wouldn't. I'd rather focus for the local businesses and do it for them rather than. I would never do a personal vlog because I don't think, not that my life is not interesting, but I don't think I would want to share it with 1,000,000,000 other people. I kind of wanted to keep it between my family, kind of.
Well, you can always do
something. That's actually what it should be. Yeah,
right. I just think some people take it to the next level, and
the whole world doesn't want to know about your personal business.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to do that. I mean, like if Lau is when it comes to history, is and I think. Personally, he should do, a blog on
and that
history.
Value in it. That, you know, if you have interest in history, and that's something you can inspire someone, or you can learn from it, or you know, there is value in it. But yeah, personal blog for me is just not my. I just wouldn't want it. And it's like, and I completely, you know, funny enough, I do watch other people's vlogs just to watch it. I don't even know why, but I watch it. But personally, I just wouldn't do it.
Well, I think
that's how you keep up with the trends and what's going on.
That's true.
Yeah. I think about the only ones I really watch when it comes to them are like the comedians and all.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
They're good, but yeah.
But yeah, personal blogs.
I love watching, but like YouTube as well. I love watching YouTube for tutorials and that kind of set of things.
Oh,
it's
yes.
like the best thing ever. I absolutely love it, and even if it's like small. Stuff at home that I just can't do myself, or my husband is at home and I just, you know, I just don't have anyone else to ask except my cat, which he is useless for that. I go to YouTube.
It's funny because a lot of what I do, when it comes to fixing the cars, like it used to be manuals by Chilton's.
Mm-hmm.
Now they cost an arm and a leg. It's like, okay, how do we do this? Oh, YouTube.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't even think I could even read a normal manual and actually follow directions properly, because I think I would get lost. I think I need to have like a visual,
having a visual thing. Yes, mm-hmm. provided it's recorded right.
Yeah,
I was watching one. Had to change the headlight bulb in my mm-hmm. wife's car. Now I'm trying to watch this video, and there's this one part that they took out, but they only did it from. So the part's here. They're doing it from this angle. Mm-hmm. You know, to where it's behind, and you can't see where this part is. I'm like, it took me over an hour and a half to change a headlight bulb. And then, because you had to take the whole assembly out.
Right.
You can't just, it's not, like the passenger side, yeah, you just unscrew, mm-hmm. put the bulb in, but no, the driver's side, because you got the battery in the way and all this. And I could not find this part. Finally did. But thanks to YouTube, I was able to change it.
It's funny because
bust up my hand.
Yeah, YouTube. Like my husband uses it as well for car bits as well. Like the amount of times he had to like fix something a little in his car, whatever, YouTube was straight away. And it's funny because mm-hmm. for the same thing, they would charge him so much more doing it in a shop. And he's like, oh, and he's always so proud. It's really not cute. He's always so proud. We're like, oh, well, I just did it myself. Thanks to YouTube.
And recipes too. I mean, they mm-hmm. got nothing, you know, you just put it there while you're cooking.
Yep.
There is, it's a great tool, a lot of useful stuff out there.
Absolutely.
But it's also like everything else, it's something where somebody, where people can just feel relevant.
Yeah.
Like the ones you watch, you know, on the car maintenance, and you can't tell what they're doing. They're explaining something that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
They're doing it just because they want to be relevant.
Yeah. And it's overall, the whole social media is, you know, has its pros and cons, and you find some amazing accounts that you're just so inspired by, or artists or people overall. I mean, I think most of my interviewees, like most of the articles I wrote, was either me being someone in person and meeting that person, or it was through social media.
Yeah.
And it's quite amazing what you can find out there. But yeah, but then again, you do have the kind of other side of things where in some ways, it's a little bit too much with the social media, you know.
No.
It's just a bit overwhelming in one way or another.
Yeah. there are times to where, I mean, I have to just get up and walk away from it. It's one of the reasons I don't, you know, I try not to watch the news. I just hate seeing the negative mm-hmm. stuff on there. You know, but to see the good positive stuff.
Yeah, and that is actually interesting with the news as well. Everything is through social media now as well. Like, I honestly, most of my news I get through Facebook.
See, that's scary, you think
that is
about
scary.
It. I mean,
but no, but because if something happens, I think last night there was a fire in Baltimore County. And literally got on, and I followed the Baltimore County Fire Department and the Harford County, everybody, like around the area, just to make sure what's happening. And it was the top of my post straight away. And it was posted within 5 minutes. I'm like, ooh, you know. And it's just crazy how quickly you can get it to that person straight away.
Yeah, it is. And the only drawback to that is, I mean, it can actually be a great source of keeping up with what's going on mm-hmm. around you, in your community, around the world, what have you. The problem these days is that people will get the flash on their phone, or if they're on their PC, and they only look at the headline,
mm-hmm.
you know, the headline readers.
Mm-hmm.
Fire in my neighborhood. And they'll start posting, you know, anybody see the fire? If you read the story, you know where it was and what happened. And
yes.
You know,
yeah, but that's anywhere. But that's even if you go on a news page, that official page of their website, they will put, you know, the headlines that want you to, like, feel
it's going to attract you.
Attraction,
it's going
exactly.
to pull you in, and they're hoping
right.
you're reading.
But actually, if you read the article, it's not exactly what the headline is saying.
Uh-huh.
Clickbait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The funny you say, because I started doing that, you know, with a lot of the articles I put on Harford County Living.
Yeah.
Change with the one podcast I did with the Harford County Health Department. It was about water and rabies. So I think it was the headline was something about. Foxes with rabies in your water or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Harford County. All right, well, hopefully that's going to grab somebody's attention. They're going to click on it, you know, or a funny headline or something like that. Just saying something, listen to this podcast. No, that ain't going to work.
Right.
Unfortunately, I still do get a lot of press releases to where it doesn't have a catchy headline or even the sub-headline.
You can, you know, because you got your headline, then you should have, well, at least on when you do it on the website, headline which attracts them, picture, and then you like your subtitle, and then the article right after that. I can't tell you how many articles I get that don't even have a subtitle. And when it comes to the search engine optimization, that's key. That's your header two sign. That's, and a lot of the meta tags pick that up. People are listening probably like, what the, what in the world is he talking about?
Yeah, that is like the journalistic elements that are the key for a successful article.
You need to start writing too. I bet you would be a good writer.
I, you know what? It's really funny because I absolutely love interviewing people or like talking to people, getting to know people. Like the amount
I hate doing that.
I can tell. But no, the amount of amazing people I've met throughout, even just university itself, it was just incredible. But I think like the writing part is the, for me, is like the worst part because you have all this information. You're like, oh, now I have to write it all out. But how do I, should I go this? Like, there's so many different elements. And then when you have to cut the article, that's the worst thing. When you have to, you know, you have just like 1,000 words or just 500 words and you have to cut things up and you're just like, no, I can't cut this up, but I can't get rid of this. Like, that's like the worst part.
So you like interviewing people. How come you never got into TV or radio?
I think I kind of just the whole journalistic side of things, I kind of just stepped aside from it all and just kind of focused on social media.
Okay.
Because I really do find social media interesting, and it is something that is going to be a very interesting platform to see how it's going to perform in the next 10 years and how it's going to change. So I just kind of wanted to focus on that.
See, and I was going to suggest that you just, you know, that you come on any podcast you want as a co-host and help interview people.
Well, I can always come in. That's not a problem. But yeah, no, I just really find the social media thing really interesting. Yeah. So I kind of had to choose, and I just chose the social media marketing side of things. And I also, I love, like, you know, kind of helping the local businesses, because there's so many people think that just, they just don't realize how easily they can engage with the people or
miss out on a lot of stuff.
And I love how they react to some things. They're just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, I never knew that. Like, wow, this is great. Or, you know, someone has been messaging, emailing me back or coming in because they saw this on social media or that. Or, so it's pretty cool to see that.
I love the fact that you say that you like supporting the local businesses.
Yes, I am a massive local supporter. I honestly, I will always go to a local coffee shop.
Thank you. Me too. Coffee, Concord Point Coffee. Yes.
Yes, coffee. Yes, love coffee. So I just think that in more local businesses, I kind of know, I can understand the vibe from them. I can understand the feeling, the atmosphere, the how they present themselves. And honestly, most of the time, the service itself from a local business is a lot better than
it's friendlier.
Chain.
The one of the thing, or let me ask you this way. All right, since you're big on supporting local businesses, and I'm seeing this a lot, what do you think is one of the things that is hurting local businesses? I don't think I'm saying that right. All right, let me say this, because one of the things I see, and I'm pushing this, you know, on the Harford County Living Now, you'll see a lot of businesses put the thing up there, support local, shop local, and all this. But yet they don't even support their own, they don't support local businesses.
Sometimes I feel like it's just easier to go through drive-thru to McDonald's or Starbucks, or, you know, when you have limited time, than just actually getting out of the car and ordering the coffee through the counter, for example.
Yeah.
And also, like, for example, and it's great because in Harford County, for example, Ballard, the Main Street is amazing. There's lots of, you know, local businesses left and right, which is great. Then you have other side of the town where it's just changing stuff.
Basically, your franchises.
And we actually used to go to one of a cafe in Forest Hill, which before Starbucks opened, they said they have to close because Starbucks was opening up, and that was kind of sad because they were organic, they had great ingredients, it was a family business, and then they had to shut down because they knew that people will prefer Starbucks. So that's a bit sad.
See, but I don't. When it comes to that, I prefer
me too.
Coffee and Concord Point Coffee. Mm-hmm. I just thought, in all honesty, I even like Dunkin' Donuts coffee better than Starbucks, but that's right. me. But I'd still rather go to the local coffee shops.
Right.
But I guess what I'm saying is, all right, there are businesses that they want people to support them, and they want other businesses to support them, locally owned.
Mm-hmm.
But they in turn don't support other local ones. Prime example, I ain't going to mention the business. I know there's a business that big on advertising,
mm-hmm.
but they use an agency out of state. There's a lot of, and you know there's a lot of agencies in Harford County.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. There's a newspaper out there, ain't going to mention the name of it, but it's based out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive to advertise in. Their subscription rates have gone down big time. But people will still put out buku bucks to advertise in there than even your local magazines, true local magazines, local radio, local websites, and all that. But yet they, in turn, still want you to support them. Are you seeing that a lot?
So some of the businesses that I spoke regarding like marketing mm-hmm. Side of things, like social media marketing, some people do get their social media marketers from outside of states, blown away, where you're based in Harford County and you're marketing manager is in Ohio or somewhere.
Yeah.
Because you don't, and this is what's great about like Harford Media, is because I'm there with that business.
Right.
I understand the local side of things. I understand, and I'm able to come into your business and understand the atmosphere, understand what you're trying to sell,
right.
understand the whole package, where when someone is in Ohio, they don't understand it because they're not there. They don't have the one-to-one with you.
Thank you. That always baffled me.
Well, yeah. You know, I think maybe some of that is that when people, a business owner goes out and searches for a firm, keys it in, you know, into Google or what have you, the larger organizations are going to come up first, obviously, and most of them probably are out of state, at least for us.
Right.
In this area.
And also the larger companies as well, you know, they are probably a lot cheaper than what you would get in Harford County because,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yes and no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, in a way, I would say so, but I think, that's the one thing I love about, like, local restaurants. Mm-hmm. Are you going to pay more for the food? Yeah. Why? Chances are it's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where a lot of these chains are getting frozen food.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Why do I want to pay for something that was frozen? I can do that at home.
Yeah.
I don't get.
And that's the thing. You pay for what you get.
You get what you pay.
That's it.
In a way. In a way you do. Yeah, you get what you pay for. And on the DJ side, I've ran into this several times.
Mm-hmm.
People call me for weddings to DJ their wedding. And because nowadays everybody's got an iPod and they think they're a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people actually call me up yelling at me because we didn't DJ their wedding and the DJ they hired messed it up.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell them, yeah, you're going to get what you pay for. But in advertising, you do the marketing, mm-hmm. right, on social media. I know
I'm a social media manager.
Okay.
So you're not doing the advertising. So it's not advertising. It's just overall the whole picture.
Let's say a website. Okay. I'm sure you're probably cheaper than, say, if they hire a company out of California or whatever that has done humongous websites.
So people don't actually realize that.
No.
Websites are so expensive. It's
Well, they've
crazy.
Dropped down a lot too, though.
Right, but like overall, it is an expensive, it's an expensive tool to create, and some people they just think that's, you know.
I see a lot of people try to do it themselves that don't have a clue on what they're doing too.
And you might as well, honestly, just invest in your business. Yeah. Just do it. Just invest, whether it's a website, social media management, invest, because that money will come back to you if you do it right. Because if you do it wrong,
oh yeah.
See, there's your next line of business right there, is taking the social media management into social media consultancy.
Right.
And
so yes, yeah, so
taking everything that you learn and then being able to teach these businesses that go to the local papers to still advertise where nobody reads it, or go to the out-of-state companies and tell them why. I mean, if you look going back to advertising in mm-hmm. the paper, that's an old comfortable mm-hmm. medium. The older generation, you know, yeah. the older business owners are comfortable with that. They don't understand the internet and mm-hmm. what it can do for them. And same thing for local businesses supporting other businesses. Obviously, they're in it for themselves, you know, to make money, but they don't understand the networking aspect.
Yeah.
You know, how it benefits them by promoting their neighbor.
You absolutely. Know, it's like if you spend $100 in a local business, actually $868 comes back to the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't get it.
Most people don't understand it, and it's not something that jumps out at you when you go on the internet and look at ways to, you know, how can I best sell this? You have to look for it,
yeah.
or you have to have somebody teach you that. You
right.
know, and I think that's one of the biggest problems that I see.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right, and everybody wants you to support them. Not everybody. A lot of people want you to support them, but they in turn don't want to support mm. you. Yeah. And I think it's a shame.
It is.
That's why I started this. Yeah. You know?
But you got to educate. You got to teach the old.
You
adults.
Do.
And I think, and especially yeah. in Harford County, I can see that there is, especially when I moved to England and came back, there. I think the business side of things did grow a lot.
Oh, it did.
Business, like small businesses and things, which is amazing. I love it. And we just have to just support each other for it to be local. And Harford yeah. County is known as kind of local community. So I hope it just keeps on going.
I think it will. I think you're starting to see more and more people do it, because the ones that don't do it, I'm going to say some of them I've already seen shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I've seen others shut down because they did support a lot of local businesses, but they're renting from a big guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they more or less got pushed out. But it's turning around. You're seeing it slowly but surely. I think you're seeing more networking groups now too.
Yeah, there's a lot
even
of
free ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the things I never understood is, why do you have to pay to go to a networking group to meet more people?
Mm-hmm.
Pay for your food, yeah.
yeah.
Why do you got to pay to be a member? And get away from the thing, like, only one ad agency per networking group. No. I mean, let's say you get too busy,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you can't take on any more clients. Wouldn't it be nice to know another agency
Absolutely.
That you know does good work that you can refer people to and vice versa?
Absolutely.
I mean,
And honestly, there's enough clients for everybody in a way,
yes.
if you think about it. So,
oh yeah, I mean, and that's one of the big things I try to do is, you know, there, and I'll do that. There are Patrick Chambers. Do you know who Patrick is? WebIXI. He's probably handles most of the websites mm-hmm. for businesses in Harford County.
Mm-hmm.
But I know his work. I know him. He's big on supporting other local businesses and nonprofits. There are times if I feel like something's out of my realm, I'll refer them to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
Now I know you and what you do. I had another lady on here did the same thing, mm-hmm. but didn't have the education or anything that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Her business is now, you know, no longer
and
there.
And it's hard. It is really hard. I mean, like, you know, I've only just started, so. And when you start up a local business, it is hard.
Oh yeah,
it's so hard to get it started, but.
It takes time
and I do realize that, and I have some great businesses line up on the way, which is amazing, and you just have to be kind of patient and
yeah.
and see what happens and not give up.
I mean, rule of thumb is what, your first year, 2 years, you're not going to make any profit,
right.
And then after, it took me, well, I'm on my 6th year now of Harford County Living, and it took me probably 3 years Of course, I didn't start it as a business.
Right.
Started it more of a hobby.
Right.
But now it's just exploding.
And as long as you just have to keep going, the consistency.
Oh, yeah. Don't give up
on it. You just have to keep going. And we, like right now, there's just so much you can do, especially with the social media side of things. It's so much easier to share things.
Yeah.
And when you get the right post at the right time, it can really go viral.
It really can. It might show up on Ellen's show.
Maybe, you never know. Yeah.
I always think of Mickey, who was Mickey Coachella's daughter. The video she put out about, I'm going to kick that monster's ass. She was like
yes.
four at the time, but it made it yes. on TV and everything. I was like, oh, God.
That's so funny.
Yeah, little Mickey into working there. I mean, so, love you, Mick.
Yeah.
One thing you forgot to give out, and I didn't ask you, what's the website and phone number?
So, it's www.harfordmedia.com. We are obviously on Facebook and Instagram as well, Harford Media. And the phone number is 44... No, it's not. That's my cell phone number. We thought I'd give it out. And the best way is you can email me at ega@harfordmedia.com.
I-G-A.
I-G-A. That's
not
right.
EGA, IGA.
IGA at harfordmedia.com.
Anything, Nan, before we wrap it up?
Thank you so much for having
me. You're welcome. Lyle, anything, Nan?
No, just good luck.
Thank you. It was so great to be here.
I think you're in a prime position to really, really do something.
Thank you.
And again, anytime you want to come on, feel free to come on, even if you want to co-host.
Please do.
You know, go to the website, to the podcast mm-hmm. page. You'll see everything scheduled. And if there's something there that sparks your interest, you say, oh, cool. I would like to be a co-host for that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I have no problem with that. I would love to get like 10 people just
yeah.
sitting around the table.
If I could say just one thing and a couple things that you hit on real quick.
Please.
You love to write.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the education, obviously, and some of the background with it. And you're going in, you're talking to business owners, and you're presenting strategies for them. And just take everything that you've learned and your love of writing
mm-hmm.
and then go in at some point and teach these people, teach the old
yeah.
people, you know, why it's better to do it here than to advertise in the Baltimore Sun.
Right.
You know, I think you'd do well with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, people need to be...
They're not going to listen to old, grizzled people.
You're right. A lot of times they won't.
Yeah. And honestly, I was thinking about that as well because I feel like I remember when I was little, I remember having no internet. And then I remember the internet popped out of nowhere. And then I remember having the big computer where you have to, you know, plug in the internet cord to the telephone line. You have to switch all that up. And then you just hear this funny noise like, shh.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait ages to go to get on. You only had, like, a very minimum websites on there. And then
I feel
it
so
quickly
ancient.
It just changed so quickly, and I feel like my generation was the one that like that was able to be in that change really quickly, and
you're
we kinda,
part of it more than
part
you.
Of
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
We were a part
yeah.
of it straight from the beginning,
right.
And when it was changing, we're just like, wow, okay, Facebook. I mean, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, this Pinterest. Like, it was kind of like, whoa, so. We are really, and the young people are really on top of it. Trust me, they
yeah.
really are.
They are.
And
yeah.
there are
well,
so many creative young people that it just ask them for help because they will help you.
What was computer class when we were in school? All punch cards or whatever?
Punch cards.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, no,
computers
we didn't.
Were as
right.
big as these two tables.
Yeah.
They were. Yeah.
It's, yeah, I sure. mean, but the good thing is him and I jumped, you know, computers came out. Jumped on it,
mm-hmm.
and everything, and learned it. Well, let me rephrase that. He did, and then he got me into the field, from radio and the car business into the computers. Probably the best thing I ever did, because
mm-hmm.
just learning that and the internet and how everything worked. I remember when I was selling cars, I kept asking them for a computer because the internet was growing. They're like, why? Finally got one, and I used the internet before other car dealers were to get out there. And to get people in there, of course, Facebook wasn't around yet.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but Yeah, I know you're so young. You were born into right away on Facebook. So.
Right. Almost, but yeah, it's just crazy how we just live in the digital era right now. It's not gonna go anywhere.
No, I remember back into the computers years ago. I think it was after Intercom. I was at a convention, and there was a guy there showing this idea that he had, and he made a little one, and what it was a pen, and he took the pen apart and put it in a little base, so the one part of the pen projected like a screen, the other part projected down on the table a functioning keyboard, but it was a computer in a pen.
That's crazy.
And yeah, well, look at your USB chips your thumb drives now. Yeah. You know, that used to be a hard drive was the size of a notebook and wouldn't hold nowhere near as much as this thing that's the size of your pinky now.
I mean, now, especially with the Apple products, you can eyedrop all your documents to the Apple product without even needing anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, it's crazy.
It's nuts. I mean, and now you got the artificial intelligence coming out. We were talking about Facebook. Have you seen the latest thing that Facebook's getting ready to, that you can pre-order it now? The Facebook platform, which is, I guess, like Alexa and all that. It's a big video screen. It'll follow you so you can chat.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little too much.
That is a little too much.
Well, I'll be honest. The one thing I love about Facebook, my cousin who lives in England, we video chat all the time through Facebook.
Yeah,
that part of it's good.
And I think that's why they made Facebook is to be surrounded with the friends and family from all over the world and be connected to them. But now it is kind of taking it, like, I feel like the business side of it is very kicking off right now.
See, that's what,
when some people don't like that idea of it, and they actually deactivate their Facebooks and they're just kind of sticking with like Instagram or just something more.
Taking too much control of your life and people are concerned about privacy and everything else.
When I first got onto Facebook, it was for business. And a friend of mine I grew up with, I mean, he slammed me a couple of times. Yo, this isn't for business. All this stuff. Now he uses it mainly for business. It's like, see that mic? Well, again, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Anybody listening, if you want to be a part of the Harford County Living Podcast, it is free to come on. We urge you to come on and promote your business or organization, any event you got coming up, or if you just want to be a guest and join in on the conversation, contact us at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com or call us at 443-982-0250. And now we're going to try to get out of here before the flood catches us and keeps us in here. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So in August, I started growing my beard for the holidays, which I didn't really want to because I could not stand growing a beard because of the itching, the managing, taking care of, and all that. Well, lo and behold, I found a young lady that makes natural beard oil, which is great because, you know, it moisturizes the facial hair and the skin beneath. Very easy to apply right after I get out of the shower and wash it, let it dry, and just rub it in. And it actually feels great and it smells good. One of the things, I think it helped grow my beard quicker. To me, it looked like it. From August, I mean, it was growing pretty quick. She also makes handmade natural soaps. I've used that, and one of them it had cedarwood in it, and just loved the scent of that. Unfortunately, I think I used it too much because I ended up like showering 3 times a day just because I love the smell of it. But it was great. So you can get this at MissTrish's.com. That's MissTrish.com. She makes all natural handmade soaps, lotions, beard oil, beard butter. And let me tell you, when you try it, you're not going to believe the difference. Give her a call at 443-655-4575. Again, that's 443-655-4575 for Miss Trisha's.